Hi, Mr. President. I will be voting in favor of this override, and I would encourage my colleagues to do the same.
Further discussion? Further discussion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from Boone. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lavota, Libla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Sater, Schaaf, Schaefer,
aye.
Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson.
Senator from St. Charles. Senator from the 11th. Senator from Green. Senator from the 24th. Senator from the 4th.
Yes.
By your vote of 31 aye, 1 no, you have passed House Bill 2008, Section 8.010, the objections of the governor notwithstanding. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Section 8.025 for school safety grants from MoSmart, and that is from Conference Committee Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2008, be passed, the objections of the governor thereto notwithstanding.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from Boone. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you. And just to clarify, these are school safety grants. This is a program that allows schools to access information. It allows them to coordinate with law enforcement so that if there is a first responder situation, they have schematics of the schools. They have the names of the relevant individuals. They have the cell phone numbers of principals, teachers, everyone else, so that there is immediate information if there's a school shooting situation, so you avoid that, whether it's 2 minutes or 5 minute delay that can be critical in the life of a child when you've got that. Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Please call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lavota, Libla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce,
aye.
Richard, Romine, Sater, Schaaf, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson.
Senator from DeKalb. Senator from St. Charles.
Aye.
Senator from the 4th. By your vote of 31 aye, 1 no, you have passed House Bill 2008, Section 8.025, the objections of the governor notwithstanding. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Section 8.050 for forensic exams for abused kids, and that is from Conference Committee Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2008, be passed, the objections of the governor thereto notwithstanding.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from Boone. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion?
And if I could explain this one, Mr. President.
Proceed.
Thank you. And on this one, these are forensic exams. These are when children, foster children, but not only foster children, are there's a suspicion of rape. These are the forensic exams that are used to gather the evidence to charge a defendant with the crime of raping a child. This is a new line item. It was not in 2014. So the governor vetoed this line, which is 1.4 million. It's actually 1,452,000. He vetoed all of it. If this veto stands, this program does not exist, and there are no rape exams for kids. So again, it's something that shows the difference in priorities between what this legislature passed and what the governor believes is more important for him to spend the people's money on. Thank you, Mr. President.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from Boone. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lavota, Libla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson. Pierce.
Aye.
Richard.
Aye.
Romine. Sater. Schaff. Schaefer. Schmidt. Sifton. Sylvie. Wallingford. Walsh. Wasson.
Senate from the 7th. Senate from Polk. Senate from St. Charles.
Aye.
Senate from the 4th. By your vote of 31 aye, 1 no, you have passed House Bill 2008, Section 8.050, the objections of the governor notwithstanding. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Section 8.085 for Missouri State Highway Patrol benefits, fringe benefits, and that's from Conference Committee Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2008, be passed, the objections of the governor thereto notwithstanding. There's two lines on this. There's another one that'll come up in a couple lines. This relates to the Independence Crime Lab and the state, basically the Highway Patrol, taking over the Independence Crime Lab to make sure that we secure that crime lab, that we have the ability to fund it so that we can get rid of the backlog of processing evidence and other data that is relevant to bringing criminal charges against criminal defendants.
You've heard the motion of the senator from Boone. Does any senator desire to be heard of that motion? Senator from the 14th, what purpose do you rise?
From Boone.
Could you repeat that, please?
I would like to inquire of the senator from Boone.
Senator, do you yield?
I do.
He does.
Hi, Senator.
Proceed.
At Highway Patrol, I'm a little bit sensitive.
I thought that might bring up your antenna. The issue there is, this is the issue with the Independence Crime Lab and whether or not that's going to continue to exist, and we make sure that we have adequate resources to process evidence at that crime lab. This allows the Highway Patrol to take over that facility. I've had a lot of discussion with the Senator from the 11th, who's been very, very active in making sure that we secure that, because I agree with him. It's very, very important. One big reason is, we've got this backlog of processing criminal data, or not data, but evidence. We need to make sure that we have the ability to bring those charges when you've got criminal activity.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. One of the reasons why I'm standing up is because I want to make the point now that next year when it comes to the Highway Patrol, they're not going to get a free ride any longer. So I just wanted to make that clear, but thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Senator.
Further discussion.
President.
Senator from the 1st, what purpose do you rise?
To inquire the Senator from the 11th.
Senator from the 11th, do you yield? He does. Proceed.
Senator, you're the Senator for Independence. This is your district that we're talking about.
Yes.
I just, since that was mentioned, I just wanted to give you the opportunity to explain what, in whatever detail you want to, locally, sort of the backstory, what it is we're doing here and why it's important to the community you represent.
I really appreciate that, and I appreciate the Senator from Boone including this into the budget. Currently, the City of Independence Police Department has a crime lab. The region has been using that crime lab to serve as a regional crime lab in lieu of the Highway Patrol. So we can say Independence, but really it's Eastern Jackson County and really Northwest Missouri. They will soon not have the accreditation to do some things. So they're going to have to make a decision that they won't have a crime lab there anymore. So what that means is that all that work would go to Jefferson City, I think Springfield, Joplin, there's one.
Which already have presumably plenty of work to do.
There's already a backlog and everything else.
The idea behind
this is simply put some Highway Patrol experts into that location, and the two line items together are $1.3 million, and then serve really as another area, really another crime lab for the Highway Patrol. It says Independence, that's where it'd be located. In the future, the Highway Patrol will have the ability to move it wherever they like, because it's going to be their responsibility from now on. But it would serve that backlog that we see when we're trying to go after criminals. It would help victims of crime be assured that information would come. And the other thing, Senator, is that it's going to save us money if we do this now. Because if we don't have the City of Independence serving this function, it's going to go to the state anyway, and it's going to be that charge. So this is one of those things where, you're penny wise and a pound foolish when you veto this. It makes a lot of sense to let this go through, have us override today, give the governor another chance to do the right thing, and then have this regional facility, and I keep saying regional, but really it's a state facility, where we can help victims of crime.
Well, Senator, thank you. Since it's your district, I just wanted to give you a chance to say your piece to the body. Senators may have questions about it, but I just wanted to hear from you before we vote.
Well, I really appreciate that. And again, I appreciate your work on the Appropriations Committee. I greatly appreciate the Senator from Boone seeing that this is, you know, it says on the line item independence, but this is a statewide issue. A vote for this is a vote to say that we care about solving crime and protecting victims, and I'm glad that Senator from Boone included that in there, and I'm glad for your work as well.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
Further discussion. Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lavoda, Libla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce,
aye.
Richard,
aye.
Romine, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer,
aye.
Schmidt, Sifton,
aye.
Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson.
Senator from the 4th. Senator from St. Charles. Senator from Christian. Senator from Clay. By your vote of 31 aye, 1 no, you have passed House Bill 2008, Section 8.085, the objections of the governor notwithstanding. Senator from Boone.
Mr. President, I now move that Section 8.095 for Water Patrol boat defibrillators of Conference Committee Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2008 be passed, the objections of the governor thereto notwithstanding. This is $160,000 to outfit all the boats with defibrillators. As I just said, it is a one-time expenditure, and I'll give you another example. So we are 1 month, well, really the data that we have, we're 1 month into the fiscal year because the fiscal year starts July 1st, so all the data we really have to this point really is July. We don't have all of August. But the governor's office, just in July, the first month of this fiscal year, this July, spent $166,950.59 in travel expenses. Now, I believe that, yeah, that's year to date so far, so that's mostly July. I think 16,000 of that is air travel just for July. 16,000 just for 1 month for the air travel. But this is defibrillators, a one-time expense for all boats at $160,000 that will save lives the first month these are in the boats. Thank you, Mr. President.
You've heard the motion, the Senator from Boone. Is any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from the 15th, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Inquired Senator from Boone.
Senator, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
And just to put a story or face to what this kind of funding, what these defibrillators can do, you shared with me, I was familiar with this case.
Mm-hmm.
But there was an incident down at the Lake of the Ozarks.
Yeah, I think you weren't here a minute ago. I talked about it in
my
introduction.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, and it's just awful. I mean, I don't think anyone in this room can imagine that two of your children get electrocuted while you're on vacation. So you're having fun. This is the last thing on earth you expect to occur, and it happens. And your children are lying there, and the first responders show up, and you stand there for 10 minutes because nobody has a damn defibrillator. Think of that. And you wait 45 minutes for an ambulance to show up. You want to talk about priorities? $166,000 in the first month of the year alone on travel? And this is $6,000 less than that for a one-time expenditure to outfit every damn boat the Highway Patrol has. This is outrageous. We shouldn't, I understand, you know, we keep our demeanor and we, you know, we're senators and I understand that. But everyone in this room knows that some of this stuff gets so absurd that you just can't keep your composure anymore. Well, and I don't think there's a single line in this whole budget, except maybe the forensic rape exam for kids that we just did, that is a more egregious example of priorities of the governor of this state that are so out of touch that you have to scratch your head and say, how could anyone, much less the governor, arrive at a decision like that?
Well, and what bothers me the most is just the gamesmanship of it all, which is, you know, the constant pitting of one group against another because you're going to rally this group and you're going to hold mental health funding hostage so that you can somehow get this groundwell of support. And there's so much. It is at its base level such a cynical view of what we're supposed to be doing up here. And, you know, we get criticized a lot, I think, members of our party, because somehow we don't care about those who are the most vulnerable in our society. Well, I can tell you right now that a lot of these things, and you haven't gotten to them, but that are in, you know, the mental health funding budget, the things that we're trying to do for individuals with developmental disabilities, for abused kids, these are priorities. And the governor has chosen to, for the first time, to veto this kind of stuff, right. Not withhold it, then withhold other stuff to create this, you know, Machiavellian gameplay that is holding really important things like this hostage. So when something bad happens, and unfortunately it will happen again, it'll happen at the Lake of the Ozarks, it'll happen at Table Rock, it'll happen somewhere else, that we've made a decision that we think it's important for first responders to have this kind of thing on their boat, and that has been vetoed at $160,000. To me, it's cynical, it's sad, is probably the best word. So I'm glad that we're taking this stuff up, and I appreciate you bringing this one.
You know, that's a really good point. I think the difference of what we do in this chamber, because again, these budgets that we pass, they're bipartisan budgets. And we certainly fight about certain lines and things like that. But in the end, that finished product that comes out of this General Assembly is a bipartisan project. And you know, all of us can get cynical at times, but I think that's the difference in how these chambers work. Because, you know, I mean, if I get cynical about something, you know, maybe it's a senator from the 10th who will say something funny, or maybe, you know, someone will just say, come on. And you know, sometimes you need that jolt. And you say, yeah, you know, I guess you're right. This is serious stuff. But when you're the, you know, when you do what the governor does, and I mean, you don't talk to the media, and that's just established, but you don't talk to anybody else either. You know what? This is a bipartisan budget because we all have to work together. I've been doing this job for 6 years now as the appropriations chairman, and not once has the governor come to me and said, you know what, let's work together on this. Let's make sure that if we've got a tight budget situation, we're going to make sure that these people are covered and these people. Not once. And I have business people that I meet with. In fact, just the other day, so a businessman in St. Louis that I talked to, he said, I don't get it. Why doesn't the governor come down and talk to you? And you try and work this stuff out. And I said, you know what? I've been budget chair for 6 years. That's never happened once.
Well, that's right. And we had this, you know, little retirement thing last night. And we talked about, you know, the outgoing senators and how the appreciation, I think, that all of us have in serving in this chamber and with the kind of structured debate that we have, the ability for people to listen, you know? And people have deeply held beliefs. But if you're willing, I think, to listen and you're willing to engage other people, that's how you get to, you know, the right kind of policy position. I think the frustration that the senator from the 14th was talking about, the frustration that we're hearing, not just from Republicans, but from Democrats, is that when you have someone who's managing this budget after we pass it, who refuses to engage with any of the people who are also elected by right. Missourians, okay? Right. We represent, you know, certain parts of the state and certain priorities. Why you can't engage and solve some of these problems on the front end. A lot of these vetoes, I think they're done for effect, for a number, to make it look like somehow we're careless. You know what? The reality is, if anyone from the governor's office on one of these technicalities in particular engages any one of those bill sponsors, whether they're a Republican or a Democrat, they'd be more than willing to listen. It would probably help solve the problem. But instead, we have someone who sits there, waits, and Monday morning quarterbacks everything. And now we're here, and I hope it gets, I know there's going to be other stuff that's going to get reported from this, but I really do hope sincerely that some of the things that we're advocating for here today, that we are going to override, which he may very well withhold. Okay?
I suspect he will
withhold.
But I
think it's important for us to reinforce that these things are important to us, and that if we have the money, which we have the money, right. let's spend it
right.
on this stuff.
Right, and just right, that's exactly right.
So anyway, thank you.
Thank you, and you know, just real quick before you sit down, because the other thing too is, the one thing that this chamber does not allow you to stay only in your comfort zone.
It does. What's that? I'm sorry. What did you say?
This chamber does not allow you to stay only in your comfort zone.
Oh, right.
It just doesn't, because you have to deal with a lot of topics, and you're going to have colleagues that come to you, and even if it's something you say, you know, I don't want to talk, you're going to have colleagues that are coming to you and say, well, we got to get this done, and you have to do that. It's part of the responsibility, and I think it's a wonderful process. It brings, you know, some people are naturally extroverted anyway, and some are less, and I think it brings everybody together. But I think, again, when you're the governor, and you simply don't ever avail yourself of anyone outside of your door on the second floor, this is what you get. And not only this, I mean, just as we heard earlier today, there's a whole lot of things that go along with running the state of Missouri when you are too cloistered and you talk to no one.
Yeah, and I hope it's clear. I'm not by nature a bomb thrower. I don't, and I bring this up not to score political points by saying that this is how the governor has chosen to. I say it almost as a plea to have a partner in how we govern so that we can better serve the people we represent. That is a legitimate issue. And I think how many times do members of this body have to stand up and say, we hope that someone from the governor's office is listening? You know, I mean, it gets old. And it comes from, I think, a very sincere desire of well-meaning people from both parties who want to work with the chief executive of this state. And here we are in a veto session having to do this kind of stuff, which should be unnecessary.
Right.
You've got the senator from the 14th who represents her area, who, you know, it feels as though the governor hasn't engaged in a crisis. So I just bring it up because we're at where we're at. It doesn't mean that's how this has to continue for the next 2 years. You know, you and I have 2 years left. The governor has 2 years left. Other people have time that they're serving, and there'll be new people that come in. There is still time for us to try to work together, and we may still have disagreements, and they may be ultimately unresolvable. But I believe that most of these things you can work through, especially budget-related matters.
I agree. This is the second chance for the governor to do the right thing. No
Thanks.
Questions. Thank you, sir.
Senator from Barry.
President, to inquire of the senator from Booth.
Senator, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Good. I want you to know, I want to verify something.
Yes.
Concerning the defibrillators and the ability to get this to the patient on time. I have all of Table Rock Lake in my district.
Yes.
Every drop of water. And Table Rock Lake is, of course, the largest lake in the state of Missouri as far as volume. And it's over 60 miles long.
Yes.
And we have a total of four bridges over it.
Right.
Four bridges.
Right. Which goes to that geography issue that I raised a little while ago.
It's the geography issue. And there's not very many roads that actually go down to the shoreline.
Right.
So that's there's correct. Just a limited amount. So this is... This $160,000 is peanuts.
Yes.
And to considering the saving the life of people. But I can verify that there is a need for this.
Yes.
And there's some isolated areas that you can't get anybody out in 30 to 45 minutes.
It's why impossible. We have a water patrol.
That's why.
As opposed to just police on land.
Yes.
Because we determined a long time ago that when there's trauma or an accident or something that needs a first responder, at those locations, like Table Rock Lake or the
yes.
lake, the water is the fastest way to get there.
Yes. Anyway, I want to verify that there is a severe need for this.
No doubt about it.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Senator.
Further discussion. Senator from Buchanan, for what purpose do you rise?
To inquire of the Senator from the 15th.
Senator from the 15th, do you yield?
Yes.
He does proceed.
All right, I just wanted to point out to you that the governor vetoing these defibrillators is not shocking.
Thank you. Thank you.
Further discussion. Further discussion. Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lavoda, Libla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer,
aye.
Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson.
Senator from St. Charles. Senator from Green. Senator from Christian. I'm sorry, Senator from Webster. Senator from Polk. Senator from the 7th.
31-1.
By your vote of 31 aye, 1 no, you have passed House Bill 2008, Section 8.095, the objections of the governor notwithstanding. Senator from Boone.
President, I now move that Section 8.110 for the Independence Crime Lab takeover of Conference Committee Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2008 be passed, the objections of the governor thereto notwithstanding. This is the second piece of what goes along with the Highway Patrol taking over the crime lab.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from Boone. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you recognize a close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lamping, Loboda, Libla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson.
Senator from St. Charles. Senator from Webster. Senator from the 7th. By your vote of 31 aye, 1 no, you have passed House Bill 2008, Section 8.110, the objections of the governor notwithstanding. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Now moving on to House Bill 9, which is the Department of Corrections, I move that Section 9.005 for Amachi, and that's from Conference Committee Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2009, be passed, the objections of the governor thereto notwithstanding. This is the Amachi program. It is $355,117. Amachi is the Big Brothers Big Sisters program affiliated with the Department of Corrections. And for those of you on budget, I know because we get a presentation every year from Amachi, they do a fantastic job working with children whose parents are incarcerated. It's a tremendous program.
You've heard the motion of the senator from Boone. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lamping, Loboda, Libla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson.
Senator from the 10th. Senator from Polk. Senator from the 4th. Senator from St. Charles. By your vote of 31 aye, 1 no, you have passed House Bill 2009, Section 9.005, the objections of the governor notwithstanding. Senator from Boone.
President, I now move that Section 9.205 for drug treatment, and that comes from Conference Committee Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2009, be passed, the objections of the governor thereto notwithstanding. This is $363,279 that goes to offenders to get drug treatment within the Department of Corrections, which the governor vetoed.
You've heard the motion of the senator from Boone. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from Lewis, for what purpose do you rise?
I'd like to inquire of the senator from Boone.
Senator, do you yield?
He does proceed.
Senator, this drug treatment program, I mean, we've got a lot of inmates that go into these prisons, and that's really what they need. Probably better, there's some places that are better than maybe our prison with these drug treatment programs, but still, it does help them get over their addictions. But you brought to my attention last night maybe another issue. Since we're on corrections, I thought I'd bring it up, that possibly next year they could be $162,000 short, and that's the MVE program, which helps train those prisoners in skills, job skills.
Right, in vocational training, and then also actually raises money for them to do some other things at the Department of Corrections. Yeah, that's the issue where you and I talked about this, the old church farm, which used to be an institution for the Department of Corrections. They still have the land. It's just south of Jeff City. And currently that land, a big part of that, because as the church farm name implies, it was a working farm, which the Department of Corrections unfortunately has gotten away from a lot of that. But a lot of it is very good farmland right along the Missouri River. And I actually have a constituent in my district who lives right on the other side of the river. So there's no easy bridge. He's got to come all the way down to Jeff City and go around. But he's got a contract with the Department of Corrections and has been farming that land now for 5 or 6 years. And in exchange, he pays the Department of Corrections $162,000 a year to MVE to farm the land. And that land, I mean, he's really cleaned it up, and it stays in production. And so we did find out that not the Department of Corrections, but OA, is going to cancel his contract and lease that to the Department of Conservation for $1 a year. And so my question to them was, how are we going to replace the $162,000 going to MVE, aside from the question of taking a substantial tract of very, very valuable agricultural land out of production?
You know, it's hard to come by land that productive, and it is good, a good tract of land. But it's being used in its best way.
I believe that that is the highest and best use of what it is.
Probably guarantee that in the next few years, if it goes that way, for $1 a year lease, mm-hmm. that it will be grown up in brush and never be put back into productivity.
I would say that's a possibility. You know, and then you've got Marion Bottoms, which is just right up the river from here. And there's a lot of other conservation land. And my question to them was, you know, at some point there's a diminishing return here. I mean, I understand, and I do think in a lot of things conservation does, I think they do a great job, but you can't acquire all of the land and say, well, you know, somebody might want to use it for a public purpose. You certainly need land for certain public purposes that conservation does, but at some point when you've got a whole bunch of land around there, the question is, why is this piece necessary? Especially when, like a lot of other land that's not an active production, this is an active production.
Well, also, the wildlife in the state of Missouri, I'd say 99% of it is on agricultural land, much like that is right now. So it is beneficial to wildlife also.
Yeah.
But when we start doing that and making taxpayers subsidize for a program where this was actually bringing in money to help these prisoners,
right.
who may be on drugs, whatever, but anyway, it helps them establish a trade.
I agree.
But anyway, thank you, Senator.
Thanks, Senator.
I think this is a very good motion you've got on the floor.
Thank you.
Senator from Cole, for what purpose do you rise?
Inquire the Senator from Boone.
Senator, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
You know, I'll just be brief and let you go on this because this is the right thing to do. But when you talk about the lease, as you were talking about with the Senator from Lewis on that church farm, I got involved in that too, as you know, because I know your constituents and then the farm is actually in my area. Conservation has said they will continue to allow the current contract that's up. Past that, they're not sure if they'll keep the land agricultural. And then OA has told me that if they do keep it agricultural, the lease payment from the farmer won't go to MVE anymore. So it's the same problem.
Right. It's also my understanding that they would let him finish up 2 years more, I think till 2017, of the contract, and then potentially he could continue to farm some of it, but probably no more than 40%. And in discussing with how that works and the fact that he's got to go, you know, all the way down from Ashland and around and back up, the margin's thin anyway. And so at 40%, it's probably not worth it.
No, it's ridiculous. It's just, if you want government to screw anything up, just turn it over to them. And so that's exactly what will happen here, is that they're found the source where they're getting $162,000 a year income to offset costs that MVE occurs,
right.
And all of a sudden we're going to blow that out the window.
Right, but it's another good example that, you know, when I got into this, no one looked at that question of the replacement of the $162,000 to MVE. I mean, it was like that didn't even occur to them until I said, well, how are you going to replace that $162,000? So, well,
I understand that lease is still in progress, so I would hope that we as a body could get access to that and have some influence on how that goes going
yep.
forward.
Thank you, Senator.
Further discussion. Senator, you're recognized. Close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lamping, Loboda, Leibla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson.
Senator from St. Charles. Senator from Webster. Senator from Gentry. By your vote of 31 aye, 1 no, you have passed House Bill 2009, Section 9.250. Injections of the governor notwithstanding. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Section 9.250 for community reentry grants and that is from Conference Committee Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2009 be passed, the objections of the governor thereto notwithstanding. This is a $2 million veto, which would leave $40,000, which makes the program worthless, really, for reentry. This is money that goes to community not-for-profit entities to provide for reentry services for people getting out of the Department of Corrections. It includes housing, transportation, employment, placement, case management, and substance abuse.
You've heard the motion of the senator from Boone. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Girls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lavoda, Libla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson.
Senator from St. Charles. Senator from Lewis. Senator from the 8th.
31 to 1.
By your vote of 31 aye, 1 no, you have passed House Bill 2009, Section 9.250, the objections of the governor notwithstanding. Senator from Boone.
That section was 9.250. Just want to make sure. I don't know if I said that or not. Thank you.
I believe you did, and then I did repeat that. That is 9.250. Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, objection. Senator, go to business. Message. House Representative, I'd ask Secretary please read the message.
Seeing no objection, Madam Secretary, please read the messages from the House.
Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate the House has passed Section 10.110 for ex-offender treatment services, Section 10.410 for an autism spectrum disorder clinic, Section 10.410 for regional autism projects, Section 10.710 for epilepsy education, Section 10.710 for the Elks Mobile Dental Program, Section 10.710 for a traumatic brain injury Medicaid waiver, Section 10.725 for the Missouri Area Health Education Centers Program, Section 10.740 for the expansion of newborn screening services, Section 10.820 for Alzheimer's grants, Section 10.825 for congregate and home-delivered meals of Conference Committee Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 2010, the objections of the governor thereto notwithstanding, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Also, the attached are certified copies of the roll calls pertaining to the above-named sections of the Conference Committee Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 2010. Respectfully, Daniel Adam Crumlis, Chief Clerk.
Senator from Boone.
I move that Rhonda House Bill 10.
Microphone. Madam Secretary, please turn on the microphone. Yes.
There we go. Actually, that was me. I didn't have it on. I forgot I took it off.
Senator from Boone, for what purpose do you rise?
I rise, Mr. President, to make the motion that Section 10.110, which is ex-offender treatment program, Vivitrol, and it's from Conference Committee Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2010, be passed the objections of the governor thereto notwithstanding. We're into House Bill 10 now, so this is the Department of Mental Health. This is the ex-offender treatment program, the funding for recidivism among offenders with serious substance abuse disorders who are returning to the St. Louis area from Maryville Treatment Center, Ozark Correctional Center, and Northeast Correctional Center. The funding provides case management and treatment services, including Vivitrol injections.
You've heard the motion, Senator from Boone. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lavoda, Libla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson.
Senator from St. Charles. Senator from Webster. Senator from the 24th. By your vote of 31 aye, 1 no, you have passed House Bill 1010, Section 10.110, the objections of the governor notwithstanding. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Section 10.410 for regional autism projects, and that's from Conference Committee Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2010, be passed, the objections of the governor thereto notwithstanding. This is the Autism Diagnostic Center funding. It provides funding to existing network of Missouri autism centers by adding a fifth center with special experts in early intervention in the identification and treatment of the psychiatric complications of autism. The funding will provide for a new clinical autism unit located at the Washington University School of Medicine to provide access to diagnostic assessment, planning, coordination of comprehensive intervention, and direct provision of treatment to 300 Missouri children affected by autism spectrum disorders. And it is $300,000.
You've heard the motion. The Senator from Boone, does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from the 8th, what purpose do you rise?
Wish to inquire of Senator from Boone.
Senator, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, my question is really not on this particular item. It's on the line item of 410. A couple up from, I had a list of different line items that were vetoed by the governor, and one of them is Division of Developmental Disabilities rate rebasing?
Yes.
Why was that originally in the budget? I mean, I've got a situation.
I'll tell you why it was in the budget. We had a whole host of rebasing issues because what we're hearing from providers is Missouri is substantially behind the curve on basically the rates that are paid to providers. And whether that's nursing home or whether it's children with autism or whether it's other mental health services, services for the elderly, we are behind. And at some point, there is going to have to be an effort to say, in order to provide the appropriate level of service for the people that live in Missouri, who should receive the same level of service as people in other states, we're going to have to raise some of those amounts. And that was a priority that we set. But I will tell you, in this budget, rebasing for all of those things is not in this budget.
I understand that, but I mean, that line item right there is $10 million GR, but it was $18 million, almost $19 million federal.
That's correct.
So I just have some places in the 8th District that would greatly benefit from the rebasing. I think the way it's currently done is the new organizations or new stand-up companies are getting at a higher rate.
Correct.
Than the ones that have been there in service for a number of years,
right.
Which is not right. It's not fair for you go over here and get paid a higher rate than a place that's been in business and serving this community for a number of years.
Right.
And so I hope that next year we relook at this line item and make sure that we do address this. I know it's a little, this is a override and it's got to come from the House, but I did want to mention that since we're on this line item that it's important.
No, I agree with you. I think it's very important, but I do want to point out we did pass that.
I understand that.
And we stated that that was a priority. The governor vetoed it because we are limited by time and a lot of other circumstances. You know, we can't go through all 156 lines, and so there's had to be some discretion in what we were going to take up. But yeah, that's another one that directly affects people. But, you know, we made the decision that that was a priority. The governor made the decision it was not.
Right. And I thought that since we were on 410, it would be the right time to talk about it.
Yep.
Thank you very much,
Senator.
Thank
you, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion. Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle-Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lamping, Lavoda, Libla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson.
Senator from St. Charles. Senator from Polk. By your vote of 31 aye, 1 no, you have passed House Bill 2010, Section 10.410. The objections of the governor notwithstanding. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that section 10.410 for autism diagnostic centers, and that's from conference committee substitute for Senate committee substitute for House committee substitute for House bill 2010, be passed the objections of the governor thereto notwithstanding. Both, it's important to keep in mind, both these lines are in 410, so that is sounds like the same motion. The one that I actually just discussed was for regional autism projects. This is for regional autism diagnostic centers. And I actually, the description I gave you a minute ago was actually for the diagnostic centers. For the projects, it provides additional resources for 5 regional autism projects to provide family support for the purpose of maintaining enhancing family caregiving that enables individuals with autism to reside within their family homes and remain integrated within their community.
You've heard the motion of the senator from Boone. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Keaveney, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lamping, Lavoda, Libla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson.
Senator from St. Charles.
Aye.
Senator from Butler. Senator from Barrie.
Aye.
Senator from Barton.
Aye.
By your vote of 30 aye, 1 no, you have passed House Bill 2010, Section 10.410, the objections of the governor notwithstanding. Senator from Boone.
10.710 for epilepsy training, and that's from Conference Committee Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2010, be passed the objections of the governor thereto notwithstanding. This is $50,000 that was vetoed by the governor that goes to epilepsy training, predominantly for teachers and others that deal with students that may have epilepsy so that they can create an environment that should seizures occur, they identify them and can provide a safe environment.
You've heard the motion of the senator from Boone. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Keaveney, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lamping, Lavoda, Libla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Sater, Shaw, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson.
Senator from Phelps. Senator from St. Charles.
You don't have
Senator from the 13th. By your vote of 30 aye, 1 no, you have passed House Bill 2010, Section 10.710, the objections of the governor notwithstanding. Senator from Boone.
I now move that Section 10.710 for brain injury training waiver, for brain injury waiver, excuse me, of Conference Committee Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2010 be passed, the objections of the governor thereto notwithstanding. Again, like the last line, this is also in 10.710. This is the brain injury waiver. The funding provides money to the department to apply for a waiver to provide rehabilitation, therapy, and community support, including transportation, to survivors of brain injury in order for them to live independently within the community. And that amount is $948,381.
You've heard the motion of the senator from Boone. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Keaveney, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lamping, Lavoda, Libla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Roman, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson.
Senator from the 8th. By your vote of 30 aye, 1 no, you have passed House Bill 2010, Section 10.710. The objections of the governor notwithstanding.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Section 10.710, the ELKS Mobile Dental Program, from Conference Committee Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2010, be passed. The objections of the governor thereto notwithstanding. This is a provision. It allows for a contract in conjunction with the Missouri ELKS through the Truman Medical Center to provide for the dental needs of approximately 2,000 eligible physically challenged children and mentally and developmentally disabled adults and children. It's $200,000. The governor's veto of $200,000 eliminates this completely. And for many of these people in this population, this is the only access they have to dental. And as many of you know, dental is a gateway issue. If you can provide mental care, you can avoid a lot of other health complications.
You've heard the motion made by the senator from Boone. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator from Boone, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Boone has renewed his motion. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle-Nadal, Cunningham, Quarles, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lamping, Lavoda, Libla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson.
Senator from the 11th, votes aye. Senator from the 8th, votes aye. Senator from St. Charles, Senator from St. Charles, votes aye. By your vote of 31 aye, 1 no, House Bill 2010, 10.710 is passed, the objections of the governor notwithstanding. Senator from Boone.
It's my fault again. Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Section 10.725, Missouri Area Health Education Centers Program, be passed. And that's from Conference Committee Substitute, Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2010, and that be passed, the objections of the governor thereto notwithstanding. This is the Missouri Area Health Education Centers Program.
You've heard the motion made by the senator from Boone. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from the 1st, what purpose do you rise?
To inquire the senator from Boone.
Senator from Boone, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, I apologize. I have a sheet that lists a number of these, and I don't know if it's the one that I received from your office or not, but whatever sheet I have, it's
yeah, the sheet that you got was the one from the office. Those are the ones that we had discussed. This was not on that sheet.
And I'm glad I just
caught that because I was working off my sheet and I came across this one. So this apparently was added by the House.
Very good. And forgive me, given that it's not on my sheet, not on your sheet, not on anybody's sheet. How much are we talking about here, and could you just describe the program? And I understand, and the reason I ask, I have three items that are 10.
I know it's $500,000 that he vetoed.
$500,000. Okay. Yes. Yeah, I was going to say, I go from 10.710 to 10.740, and it looks like the House handed it. Okay. Very good, Senator. Thanks. I just want to be sure.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Senator from the 13th, what purpose do you rise?
To inquire of the senator from Boone.
Mm-hmm. Senator from Boone, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
I'm sorry, Senator. I missed what the program was.
It is the Area Health Education Centers Program.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Seeing none, Senator from Boone, you are recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Boone has renewed his motion. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle-Nadal, Cunningham, Quarles, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lamping, Lavoda, Libla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson.
Senator from the 16th, votes aye. By your vote of 30 aye and 1 no, House Bill 2010, Section 10.725 is passed, the objections of the governor notwithstanding. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move that Section 10.740 for Newborn Screening Services, NDI, and that's from Conference Committee Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2010, be passed. The objections of the governor thereto notwithstanding.
You've heard the motion made by the senator from Boone. Does anybody, any senator, desire to be heard on the motion made by the senator from the 19th? Seeing none, Senator from the 19th, you are recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from the 19th has renewed his motion. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kevaney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lavoda, Libla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sipton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson.
Senator from the 16th again, votes aye. Senator from the 7th, votes aye. Senator from the 8th, votes aye. By your vote of 31 aye and 1 no, House Bill 2010, Section 10.740 is passed, the objections of the governor notwithstanding. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Section 10.820 for Alzheimer's grants, and that is from Conference Committee Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2010, be passed, the objections of the governor thereto notwithstanding.
You've heard the motion made by the senator from Boone. Does any senator desire to be heard on the motion made by the senator from the 19th? Seeing none, senator from the 19th, you are recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Boone has renewed his motion. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kevaney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lavoda, Libla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson.
Senator from the 8th, votes aye. Senator from the 5th, votes aye. You are recorded as an aye. By your vote of 31 aye and 1 no, House Bill 2010, 10.825, is passed, the objections of the governor notwithstanding. Senator from Boone, my speech may not have been crystal clear. I think that's what you were...
Could you repeat that for me, please, Mr.
Yes,
President?
Yes, let me repeat that for you. House Bill 2010, Section 10.820.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President.
And now, Senator from
And
Boone.
Now it's right back to me. Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Section 10.825 for Area Agencies on Aging, an increase, and that's from Conference Committee Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2010, be passed, the objections of the governor thereto notwithstanding. This is for the for in-home and congregate delivered meals.
You've heard the motion made by the senator from Boone. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator from Boone, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Boone has renewed his motion. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kevaney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lavoda, Libla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson.
By your vote of 31 aye, 1 no, House Bill 2010, Section 10.825 is passed, the objections of the governor notwithstanding. Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go over to business of resolutions. I ask you to recognize the Senator for Cole for a resolution.
Senator from Cole, you are recognized for a resolution.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a resolution. I'm sending it forward, and I ask, Mr. President, that the resolution be read in just 1 second, Mr. President. Mr. President, I ask that that resolution be read.
Madam Secretary, please read the resolution.
Senate Resolution Number 5. Whereas the members of the Missouri Senate occasionally pause in their diverse daily activities in order to acknowledge milestone events in the lives and careers of Show Me State residents who have proven down through the years to be exemplary citizens in local communities, and whereas Bob Pretty of Jefferson City, Missouri, has attained considerable distinction as the former news director of KLIK Radio, who has been the news director of the statewide commercial radio network Missouri Net since its founding in November 1974. And whereas, in November 2014, Bob Pretty is drawing his leadership of Missouri Net to a close in well-deserved retirement after 40 years of service. And whereas, Bob Pretty prepared for his diverse responsibilities in life by earning a degree in journalism from the University of Missouri and continuing his higher education through graduate studies in journalism and education. And whereas, no stranger to honors and accolades, Bob Pretty is the recipient of a Faculty Alumni Award from the University Alumni Association, an honor medal from the School of Journalism, and a Gregory Stockard Distinguished Service Award from the Radio Television News Directors Association and the Radio and Television News Directors Foundation. And whereas, Bob Pretty is the author of 5 books, 3 of which are based on his popular daily radio program Across Our Wide Missouri, one of which is a biography of Thomas Hart Benton, Only the Rivers Are Peaceful, The Missouri Mural of Thomas Hart Benton, and one of which is The Art of the Missouri Capitol, History in Canvas, Bronze, and Stone. And whereas, Bob Pretty is justifiably proud also to be known as the beloved husband of Nancy, a loving father of Liz and Rob, a wonderful grandfather to Addison and Elena, and a devout member of First Christian Church Disciples of Christ in Jefferson City. Now, therefore, be it resolved that we, the members of the Missouri Senate 97th General Assembly, join to applaud the personal and professional accomplishments garnered thus far in the life and work of Bob Pretty, and to convey to him this legislative body's most heartfelt best wishes as he partakes in the special opportunities and pleasures traditionally associated with the golden years of retirement, and be it further resolved that the Secretary of the Senate be instructed to prepare a properly inscribed copy of this resolution for presentation to Bob Pretty of Jefferson City, Missouri.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm glad that Bob is retiring because now he's mad at me. Mr. Pretty does not like this kind of recognition, but I will tell you that as a person who's become very familiar with this Capitol, the building and the history surrounding really the entire state, Mr. President, as well as particularly the campus we here call home several months out of the year, we have a walking encyclopedia of knowledge that is second to none that I've ever met. And in addition to his diligent reporting duties and being the voice of Missouri Net that many of us hear every day, his reports on his dedication to the history of our state and the buildings within our state are second to none. And I think it's very appropriate that this body recognize him with this resolution, which I'll be presenting to him personally. I'm glad we could keep him in the chambers just for a few minutes. He tried to jump up and leave on us there. Make a motion that this resolution be adopted, Mr. President.
You have heard the motion made by the senator from Cole. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from the 21st, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you. Just to speak on this motion, and I think this is probably one of the best motions that the senator from Cole has ever
done. What purpose do you rise?
To speak on the motion.
Oh, proceed.
Right, and I do think this is one of the best motions the senator from Cole has ever done. Did I say that already? It's a pleasure to speak on behalf of Bob Pretty. I've known Bob for decades. When I was in college, I worked at Brownfield Farm Network, and Bob was already the dean of radio all across the state. And news directors statewide have always respected Bob tremendously because of his dedication. Bob has a face for radio, as it was said. So, Bob, did you hear that?
Okay, he did. All right. I did want to mention, on the very first day that I was training to be, the first day I was training to preside in the Senate, and I forgot who was giving me the instructions on how to preside. I looked over there, and Bob Priddy was taking several cookies out of his pocket. And I thought, is that against the rules? But I thought, oh, surely Bob Priddy wouldn't break the rules of the Senate, the dean of journalists over there. And so for the last 4 years, I've been keeping an eye on Bob Priddy, and he's sneaky. But I bet if you went over there right now, and probably the Sergeant of Arms could not do this, but if you did check his pockets, he probably has a ho-ho or an Oreo cookie or something in his pocket. So, but that's Bob. But he is going to be well missed. He is just a tremendous person, always honest and fair, a hard worker. And when Bob leaves, there will be no one to take his place. So, Bob, congratulations. And when you sign up for the last time, you will really be missed by people all across the state and certainly by us in the Senate. Thank you.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Senator from the 10th. What purpose can you rise? Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. As many of you know, I grew up in Branson, Missouri, and our radio stations there down in the Ozarks subscribe to the Missouri Net Service. So I grew up listening to the voice of Bob Priddy. And when I actually made the probably short-sighted decision to go into radio myself, I took my first job at a radio station in Branson, Missouri, and was excited to be a part of the Missouri Net radio family through that radio station. And every now and again, when something of importance in Branson would come up, we'd have a story that we would file with the Missouri Net. And so these were older days before digital and that sort of thing. And you'd actually have to get on the phone and call up and read your story through the phone, through the telephone, to the Missouri Net operators, and they would record that, and then if it was interesting enough, they'd share it with their network across the state. And so I thought it was pretty cool when you would make those phone calls, because from time to time, it was Bob Priddy who answered it, and he'd always been, an idol to me, because he did such a great job reporting, and I was so appreciative, and to be able to talk to him on the phone was great. And then to show up here in 2007 and find out that he's a real person that sits at the table in the room that I go to work at every day was absolutely just fabulous. I was excited to reconnect with him, and I'm so thrilled with the nature of the reporting that he's done and just the amazing work that he has done bringing news to the people of Missouri for the last 40 years. So I just want to congratulate Bob on his 40 years of hard work, and I look forward to hearing about his next 40 years of retirement.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Seeing none, Senator from Cole, you are recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I renew my motion for one of the state's best living assets.
Senator from Cole has renewed his motion for the adoption of the resolution. All senators in favor of that motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And those opposed by saying nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The resolution is adopted. Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. We'll now go back to the veto calendar, and I believe the Senator Christian on Senate Bill 841 will be the next up when you call the calendar.
Senator from Newton, could I clarify with you, were you seeking to move to vetoed bills, seeing no objection?
I would ask... yes, I would ask that without objection we go to the vetoed bills and call the calendar, and I believe that's with Senator from Christian.
Hearing no objection. Senate substitute for Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 841.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate substitute for Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 841 be passed, the objections of the governor thereto notwithstanding. Mr. President, this probably at the end of last fall, I read an article in one of the papers about e-cigarettes or the vapor products, whatever you want to call them. It had two or three different things in it. One was There was some debate in it about whether they were a cessation thing, and they said that was debatable. Because it has nicotine in it, you're still hooked on the nicotine, so could it be used as a cessation? They don't know. The FDA is studying that. Then the next part of the conversation in the article was, well, is it safer than normal cigarettes? Well, it doesn't have the carcinogens, doesn't have the tar that you get out of a cigarette. So maybe, but maybe not. They're not sure about that, and that was going to be decided by the FDA. The only one thing in the article that was absolutely crystal clear was there seems to be a fad going on, particularly among young people today, that they want to smoke these e-cigarettes, these vapor products, particularly underage, under 17 years old. There has been a huge boost in their usage. And everybody seemed to agree, including the FDA, that that was not a good thing, because these kids have never smoked. They've never been hooked on nicotine. Now they're taking to these things. They're getting hooked on nicotine. Then they're moving from that to cigarettes. So I thought a no-brain idea might be to try to pass a law that underage kids couldn't buy these. That's really all this bill ever did, and that's all it still does today. If we, for some reason in the future, once FDA does finally rule on these things, if we decide to tax them, this legislature would have to do that no matter where we put this in statute. No matter what, that's still what would have to happen. If the feds rule, federal law will overrule state law if we decide something different anyway. All I want to do at this point in time is to stop underage kids from buying these things and getting hooked on nicotine. That is what this law does. To say that we want to let that continue because we're not taxing them just doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. I wanted to do one simple thing. That's what this bill does. Be glad to answer any questions. Otherwise, I renew my motion.
You've heard the motion made by the senator from Christian. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
Senator has renewed his motion. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls,
well, even the
Dempsey.
Cancer people have backed off now.
Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kavanaugh, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Loboda, Leibla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Sater, Schaaf, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson.
Senator from the 33rd votes aye. Senator from Barry votes aye. Senator from the 24th votes aye. By your vote of 26 aye and 6 no, Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 841 has passed, the objections of the governor notwithstanding. Staying on that same calendar, conference committee substitute for House committee